It was certainly not the best weather for football. We got some pulsating games, though, and pretty entertaining fare as well in both the junior, the intermediate and the senior club football championships, the Kerry Petroleum club football championships playing out over the weekend. And keep your comments and views coming into us if you were at them, if you were listening to them, if you were watching them indeed, as the senior football championship final was on TG Cahir. Tim Moynihan and Ambrose Donovan were commentating on three of those matches for Radio Kerry Sport. Starting out with what was a pulsating junior final, which went all the way to penalties, Ballymac winning out. I spoke to Tim shortly before coming in here and first of all talked to him about that particular game and what a cracker it ended up being.
Yeah, and there were poor conditions, and Ballymacelligate's jury had been knocking on the door for the last couple of years, so there was not a pressure on them this year to get over the line. But I tell you, the sense in inside, typical North Kerry side, made them work right to the end of this one. And a horrible way to go out, but Ballymacelligate won't mind winning on penalties. And I suppose both teams probably deserved another day. They gave so much under poor conditions. And I think it's the bench that really, in the end, won it for the Ballymacelligate side. They've a massive number of young players coming through, and I think these are stars of the future, the Jack Joys of this world, and young McGivern. He came in, he was catching a lot of ball as well and got over the line. There's luck in this as well, Jerry. You put yourself in a place, and I think when you talk about penalties, it's luck as well, because every kick is a pressure kick, and they'll be delighted, and I'm sure Sinans will have another day as well, Jerry.
Yeah. Moving on to Sunday then, the weather wasn't any better. The wind was a massive factor in both games. Fossil Gaeltacht, racing into a lead, not racing into a lead, but getting the lead they needed. Key two-pointers from Breno Begley, unbelievable performance by him in that first half to give them enough to withhold Fossa using the wind in the second half, try and get back into it.
Yeah, and the Gaeltacht side, Jerry, from the start of the year, there'd be a lot of people's picks for to win the intermediate, because the physicality alone, the big men around the middle, the Aidan Walsh is winning primary possession. He was unbelievable yesterday. And like Sakal O'Bugley, then if they have Aino Cunacour and their backs, and, you know, they're tenacious, Aino O'Bugley as well. And you're dead right. The two-pointers are huge on this. And like Breno O'Bugley, the county man, he kicked 9 points in the first half, and it was made up of 4 two-pointers, and he got a point inside the arc as well. It's just, and I couldn't understand, Fossa stood off him as well, but he executed with precision, because that was a difficult win to negotiate. So that put him into a good position going in at half time, a nice platform. And then the second half, you'd say, would the Fossa side take advantage of the win? But I didn't think they were spreading the load enough. And Paddy Clifford yesterday wasn't at 60%. He's carrying an injury. And the sort of this match,
how key was a moment, how was key that was a moment for Fossa, a non-100% Paddy Clifford trying to battle away.
Yeah, it's been no different. Like, we wouldn't have won an All-Ireland without Paddy Clifford. And the exact same Fossa are very, there's fine footballers right throughout that team. But if you have, he pulls all the strings, Jerry. And David, actually, David Clifford plays better when he has Paddy. And that was the difference. And I say, the sooner he, I suppose, gets attention to his injury, you know, because the year is fastly going by, Jerry, from a Kerry point of view. And he needs a lot more different to Diarmuid O'Connor in the other game. But totally deserving, physicality all over the place by young Gaeltacht. And the big thing about winning an intermediate, Jerry, you want a team that could have a chance of going senior and staying senior. And Gaeltacht have all those attributes, you know.
Yeah, even with the Cliffords and with how well Fossa have been doing winning an All-Ireland Junior, it's very hard to get to senior level in Kerry. And that shows it.
Yeah, and because there's days you're going to be without the Paddy Cliffords of this world, and the teams that can stay at senior are the teams that have that panel strength and depth. And Fossa has been amazing journey, Jerry. They were recognised as a junior club a few years ago, and suddenly they're in an intermediate final on the verge of senior. So you must credit everyone involved with the Fossa club. But there was huge delight back west anyway on Gaeltacht. I'm sure they celebrated in style last evening. Yeah. And the big thing for all this, and no different to Ballymacelligate and likewise on Gaeltacht, you're now representing Kerry. You're carrying the Kerry flag into the Munster series at club level, and hopefully onto the All-Ireland series. So it's lovely for a club. It's lovely for a parish.
Yeah, certainly is. Tim, on to the senior game. Dr. Crokes winning out again, dominating Kerry football the last 2 years. How much of a blow was it? And this isn't to take away from the way Crokes played and how well they've played this year. How much of a blow was it that Diarmuid O'Connor was not at full strength. And in the first 5 minutes, he had to go in full forward.
Certainly did, yeah. And it was that, I'd say, that shoulder injury as well. And he's another player that'll need time off to rehabbing that shoulder injury. A huge blow, Jerry. But I think for Nagail to get to this final, it was built on that middle diamond. You have Tomás O'Hanifín, a wing forward, James O'Connor on the other side, Jack Barry, Andrew Barry at centre-back. So they may not have the forwards that probably other clubs have, you know, that free scoring forwards. And it was built on that midfield diamond. And this moves me nicely on to Mark O'Shea, Jerry. Stephen O'Cunbar was out there yesterday. There was big hits going out in the middle of the field. And the man, and genuinely, the man that came out on top was the county man.
Mark O'Shea.
And that was Mark O'Shea. And he's gone to another level now, this player. Now, we were saying it coming off, you know, coming out into our cars yesterday. We wouldn't have seen this man to the level we have if we had Barry Dan fully fledged from injury. Likewise, Diarmaid O'Connor. Suddenly he's marching behind an Artane boys band, but he was there for a reason. With the last couple of years, he's one of the best midfielders. And now he came of age yesterday. But Crokes is not just about Mark O'Shea. I think I could sum up Crokes yesterday, Jerry, by saying Billy Courtney lost possession when Dr. Crokes were 9 points ahead. Within 5 seconds, Billy Courtney knew about it from players on the field, likewise from Andrew Kennelly and Pat O'Shea. The demand to raise the bar and keep it at that level is frightening.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
They don't. If you had 5 All-Ireland medals or 10 county senior championship medals, you're treated the same way as every other player. So it's frightening the levels they are. And I'm not trying to get carried away with Dr. Crokes, but we're talking about a team that was probably in the top with the last 20 years. But they still, give them a couple of years, they're back again. And they're this pace yesterday of Gavin White, like they were only running at his heels and looking at his heels. And every time, say, when, you know, you look at Nagail, they get a score, they go up the other side with pace and they'd hurt you. And they'd hurt you all around the field, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah. Key moment was in the second half. The dying moments of the game, really, the last few minutes. Nagail got a goal, bit of fortune. Ball comes down from Shane Murphy trying to block it and stop a point in the back of the net. Nagail win it again, 2-pointer. All of a sudden, the fat's in the fire. Pressure's on. Next ball out, Crokes win it. Not even that they win it. Up the field, over the bar. Kill the game effectively.
Yeah, I think it was Gavin White as well. Yeah, and that's what they do. And they don't do panic either, Jerry. And it's just, they understand, every player, even the player coming on, knows his job. And, you know, they have that template and they've stuck, I suppose, with that template over the years and delivered. And a nice touch as well, Jerry. We saw it in social media, you know, they lost one of their great stalwarts. And there's a real bond at the Dr. Crokes Club. And I saw something up on social media last night. All the panel went to the grave of Jamie Doolan. And it just tells you they were thinking about that man as well yesterday. But there's such a bond in that club. And they're as professional as you get as far as the club is concerned. But all due respect, Nagail is a fascinating story as well, Jerry. You know,
where they've come from the last couple of years.
Yeah, Kerry's youngest club, and suddenly they have the players with the ability to take them to that level, and I'm sure they'll be there or thereabouts again. But interesting now, Jerry, and we go straight into our county championship as well over the next couple of weeks. The divisional sides are out this weekend, so it's football week on week, and it's nice to see the Kerry players involved as well, you know.
It is indeed. And finally, for that, Crokes are going to be the team that are going to, barring a senior club, of course, winning the intercounty or the county championship, Crokes will be looking to try and win the county championship. They want to be the team out of Kerry. They want to have a tilt at the All-Ireland again.
Yeah, true. And if a divisional side wins the county championship, Crokes, on the strength of winning yesterday the senior club, they will be the representatives. But look, the Bishop Mining Cup is a prestigious cup, and it's a prestigious competition. When we're looking for Kerry footballers for the future, Jerry, we always look to the county championship, because you're playing the best players of the best districts, of the best clubs, and the cream comes to the top. And Jack O'Connor and his management team will be looking very closely at this. And I'm telling you, other years we've said, oh, you're talking about the same players again, year after year, it's the guys. And this year it's different, Jerry. There's fellas putting up their hand right around the county at junior, premier, intermediate. I mean, I think there was never a better time as far as having an abundance of serious footballers. And we'll see them in the county championship over the next couple of weeks. But the frightening thing, Jerry, this is going to be run off week on week right through to the end. I think the final is down for the day before the team go on that holiday. So there's pressure. Yeah. And there's a few Kerry players that are under pressure. Like, you probably won't see Paddy Clifford playing in the county championship, the way he's carrying that injury, because he's coming back and he's to go again. So he needs rehabbing. That'll take away a little bit of the strength. Now, their strength and depth is Kerry. So there could be a chance for another team to come through there, because you're at the minute, you're probably talking about East Kerry and Dr. Crokes at the top. But then you have clubs like Ossa Stacks, they'll have something to say about it. So I think it's a fascinating few weeks, Jerry. And I suppose we're very fortunate to be down here, aren't we, Jerry, living in this county?
We are indeed. Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning about that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, and congratulations, Dr. Crokes, on Gaeltacht and Ballymacton. We'll be talking about that and other things of the weekend sport as well on Terrace Talk this evening from 6 with Ivan Hurley. So tune in for that.